Books and Arts. Johnson. Corona speak. How to frame public health messages so people hear them.
Imagine that America is preparing for the outbreak of an unusual Asian disease that is expected to kill 600 people. Two alternative responses are proposed. Assume that the consequences of the programs are as follows. If option A is adopted, 200 people will be saved. If B is chosen, there is a one-third probability that 600 people will be saved and a two-thirds probability that none will be. Which would you choose? Now assume a different pair of options. If C is implemented, 400 people will perish. If D is preferred, there is a one-third probability that nobody will die and a two-thirds probability that 600 people will. Which will you choose now? If you were like most people, you chose A in the first scenario and D in the second. If you stopped and deliberately did the maths, though, or have read Daniel Kahneman's Thinking, Fast and Slow, you will have noticed that the two scenarios are identical. A and C offer the same outcome as do B and D. Mr. Kahneman won the Nobel Prize in Economics for his pioneering work with the late Amos Tversky in behavioral economics, which focuses on how people's choices are swayed by a host of factors that should not affect decision-making, but perennially do. The first two paragraphs above are taken from a survey the two researchers conducted in 1981, eerily presaging today's pandemic. The glitches in human psychology that the pair identified include negativity bias. Bad outcomes loom larger in people's minds than positive ones. That is why A appeals, 200 people will be saved, whereas the identical but differently framed C, 400 people will die, does not. Focusing on the negative pushes three-quarters of people away from this choice. This effect interacts with another one, willingness to gamble. People will not gamble with a sure thing in hand, 200 living people, but they will take a risk to avoid certain losses, 400 dead.